AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Omicron is in the United States. Health officials in California confirm a case in someone who had recently come back from South Africa. The person had mild symptoms and has agreed to remain in isolation. More from our Sagar Magani.
We knew that it was just a matter of time.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says a person in California who traveled from South Africa late last month tested positive last week.
The individual was fully vaccinated and experienced mild symptoms.
He's urging all Americans to get vaccinated.
The federal government could be heading for a temporary shutdown. Some Republicans in Congress are demanding that Congress take steps to roll back President Biden's COVID vaccine mandates, or else they'll block the votes to fund the government. The 15-year-old Michigan boy accused of killing four classmates, including a football team standout and an honor student, was in court today and will be charged as an adult. Prosecutors say the attack was premeditated. The gunman had made a video the night before. Sheriff Mike Bouchard says the parents had been called into school yesterday
for behavior in the classroom that they felt was concerning.
He also noted a widely circulated video with kids in a classroom afraid it was the gunman at the door. Turned out actually to be a deputy telling them it was safe. An aspiring actor testified today against Jussie Smollett, saying the Empire cast member had recruited him and his brother to stage a homophobic and racist attack in Chicago. The witness says the former Empire actor even instructed them on how to throw a fake punch. The Supreme Court is signaling it will uphold Mississippi's strict ban against abortions after 15 weeks. It heard arguments today inside the court while demonstrators from both sides marched outside. This is AP News. The founder of a conservative Christian network who had been outspoken against COVID vaccines has died after contracting the virus.
Marcus Lamb, the CEO and founder of the conservative Christian Daystar television network, has died at the age of 64 after contracting the coronavirus. Lamb and Daystar have promoted views opposing COVID-19 vaccines and restrictions to stop the spread of the disease. The network's programs have featured vaccine skeptics and healthcare professionals who promote alternative COVID-19 treatments. In recent months, a number of prominent anti-vaccination Christian broadcasters have died from COVID-19. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The Biden administration, in its new HIV/AIDS strategy, is calling racism a public health threat that has to be fully recognized. It was released on the annual commemoration of World AIDS Day. Massachusetts Republican Governor Charlie Baker says he won't be running for re-election. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.